Vibe-coded app broke? How to rescue an AI-built project? There's a version of this story we hear almost every month now. A founder, an operations lead, or a solo entrepreneur describes their app with real pride. I built the whole thing myself with AI in a couple of weekends. And for a while, it worked. That's the seductive part. Vibe coding, describing what you want to an AI and pasting back whatever it generates, really can take you from idea to working demo faster than anything before it. The problem shows up later, and it always sounds the same. It works, but every time I try to change something, three other things break. That's the wall. Here's why projects hit it, how to tell if yours is heading there, and what actually happens when you bring one to an engineering firm to finish properly. Why vibe-coded projects stall. AI is astonishingly good at producing code that runs. It is much worse, on its own, unsupervised, at producing a system that lasts. Those are different things, and the gap between them is where these projects fail. No architecture, just accretion. Each prompt solves the moment. Nobody's holding the shape of the whole system, so you end up with layers of patches instead of a design. Every new feature fights the last one, copy-pasted logic everywhere. The same rule is implemented five slightly different ways in five files. Fix a bug in one, the other four still bite. Security as an afterthought. API keys hard-coded in the front end. No input validation. Database wide open. Auth that works, but leaks. AI won't warn you about what it didn't think to add. Zero tests. So there's no way to change anything with confidence. Every edit is a gamble, which is exactly the fix one thing, break three feeling. It falls over under real load. A demo with one user is not an app with 1,000. Things that were invisible at your desk become outages in production. None of this means the AI is useless or that you did something wrong. It means you built a prototype, and prototypes were never meant to carry a real business. The warning signs. It's time for help. You don't need to be technical to recognize these. If two or more sound familiar, your project is past the point where more prompting fixes it. You're afraid to touch it. Changes feel dangerous because you can't predict what they'll break. It broke in production in a way you couldn't diagnose or reproduce. Nobody else can work on it. The code is so tangled that even a hired developer would need weeks just to understand it. The AI is now going in circles, fixing bugs it introduced two prompts ago. Real customers and real money now depend on something you'd describe as held together with tape. Security or payments are involved, and you can't honestly say the data is safe. That last one isn't a maybe later. If you're handling customer data or taking payments, the cost of getting it wrong dwarfs the cost of doing it right. What bringing it to a firm actually looks like. The biggest fear we hear is, do I have to throw it all away and start over? Almost never. A good engineering firm treats your prototype as what it is. A working spec. It already proves what you want the product to do. That's genuinely valuable, and we don't discard it. Here's the typical path. Audit first. We read the whole thing and give you an honest map. What's salvageable, what's risky, and where the landmines are. No sales pitch. A real assessment. Stabilize the bleeding. Lock down the obvious security holes and the bugs actively hurting customers. Before anything else, refactor to a real architecture. Reshape the tangle into something with a clear structure so features stop fighting each other. Add tests and a safety net so future changes are boring instead of terrifying. This is what buys back your ability to move fast. Harden for production. Proper error handling, monitoring, backups, and the ability to actually scale. Often, this is faster and cheaper than starting from scratch because the hard part, figuring out what the product should be, is already done. AI got you to the idea. Engineering gets you to a business. Use AI to start. Engineers to finish. None of this is an argument against AI. We use it every day. It's a remarkable accelerator. The mistake isn't using AI. It's expecting a prototype to graduate into a durable product on its own. It won't. Any more than a napkin sketch becomes a building without an architect. Vibe coding is a fantastic way to find out whether to build something. Real engineering is how you build it, so it lasts, scales, and doesn't wake you up at 2 a.m. Where to go from here? If any of the warning signs hit close to home, the worst move is to keep prompting and hope. The next move is a clear-eyed look at what you have and what it'll take to finish it right. Want a ballpark first? Try our project cost estimator. Answer a few questions and get a realistic sense of scope before you talk to anyone. Ready to talk to a human? Reach out to us with a description or a link to what you've built, and we'll tell you honestly whether it's a rescue, a refactor, or a rebuild, and what that actually costs. You got further with AI than most people ever do. Let's make it real.